I'm in a boat. A very precarious boat that looks and feels like it was made out of an old wardrobe. And it's got two oars, two dinky little oars, and it's not very stable. And it's sort of ballasted or with sand in the bottom of the boat, sand and gravel, and it's got these two 20-litre water bottles kind of providing a bit of buoyancy at one end. And I'm rowing around in the rain in one of the sculpture courts of the Hayward Gallery in London. And I've got a microphone in one hand and an oar in the other. So I'm only going in circles and I have to keep swapping hands. So bear with the technical problems. It's raining. And in the background, I've got the London Eye and Westminster, the Palace of Westminster, and the Royal Festival Hall. And I'm rowing around, not so much a boating pond as the sculpture court, which is completely flooded, right up to the lip in water. I don't know how many, 3 or 4 metres, a couple of metres deep. No, a metre and a half, say. So. I don't know, it feels like it could be fathoms down there. And this boat, this badly made boat, and the dock, which is sort of perched just outside the doors of the upper level of the Hayward, which is also made of old furniture and, I don't know, it looks terribly precarious, is all by the Austrian group or unit or whatever you like to call them. A group of artists called Gelatin, who've been working together since the early 1990s, and I've nearly been in one of their boats before. At the last Venice Biennale, they were trying to ferry people from one end of the medieval dock, the Arsenale, to an exhibition on the other side. And luckily, I didn't go in one of their boats, because the one that I could have gone on sank part way across the dock. This sculpture deck, this piscina, this pool, this bay, this miniature Biscay, this boating lake, is about, I don't know, 10 or 15 metres or about 40 or 50 feet above the road, and it's just sort of hangs there in space. And the nearer you get to the far edge, as I'm rowing now, the more sense of vertigo you get. And it's pouring with rain and it's going down the back of my neck. And the London Eye is revolving slowly under this leaden sky. What would the shipping forecast say? Hayward Gallery, 1 mile falling. Precipitation. Squalls. I think there's a squall now. And I'm actually drifting onto a lee shore, which, as I remember it from my sailing days, is a rather bad thing to do. And I might even go aground if I'm not careful. Woo. And it's great watching people below on the pavements, completely oblivious to this idiot in a stupid boat making his way like Che Blythe, not across the Atlantic, but from one end of the sculpture court to the other. And the train goes by in the distance, and I'm waving to the passengers who, if only I could see their faces, they might look alarmed. I think I might need a helicopter, the Air Sea Rescue, to come and get me. I don't know how to do the SOS thing, though. Dot, 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 dash, 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 dot, 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 ooh. As I slowly revolve, pulling on one oar and then the other. And these oars, the handles, the hand grips of these oars, or whatever the nautical phrase is, they're actually sawn off from some tatty old bit of junk shop furniture, because there's a little brass caster on the end of each oar. Somewhere in the Shell Centre, there's someone working in an office, and they're looking out of the window at me. I don't think they could quite realise what is going on. I seem to be levitating, rowing through the air. Ladies and gentlemen, we are rowing in space. I had to do a lot of training to get this far, you know. Where's my rum ration? Everyone seems to have disappeared and I'm not entirely sure. There's no one on the dock. How am I going to get back? Ooh. We'll get there in the end, I'm sure. Where's Ratty? Where's Mole? It's like Master and Commander, this. Some Patrick O'Brien novel about the high seas and the early 19th century. Pirates of the Caribbean. Oh, we're nearly back in dear old Blighty now. Come in, number 37, your time is up. Oh, we made it. Back to shore. Your wet bottom crew is now about to disembark. If you can. If you hear a sudden splash, it's going to be me. Oh. Yes, and the pilot has seen me in here. Standing up in boats is never a good idea, but we've done it. We're back on dry land. Finally. This feels so good. Get my land legs back. Whoa. Thank you very much.